Okay, so I'm at the electric booth at Surf Expo, and it's kind of exciting because it is something different that I've ever seen them do, especially at a surf trade show. So first I'm going to ask you guys to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Megan Bruner, and I am the VP of Marketing.
And I'm Abby Crane, the Women's Brand Manager.
And co-owner.
And co-owner.
Okay. So describe what you guys have done here, which is so different.
We're here at Surf Expo, where we've existed for 20 years, to show our women's line. We're here launching our women's collection with retailers that have been supporting us for the last 20 years. And we are looking to expand our existing footprint by at least, 8 to 10% this next year.
With women. In the Surf Channel.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It was really important for us to show up at this show and have the emphasis and the spotlight on women. So you're experiencing that when you come to the booth. So from the white leather couches to the champagne that we're offering, the overall aesthetic and vibe, it's just a very calm, feminine approach, which really represents our brand as well. Mm-hmm. So you get the physical manifestation of that by coming to our booth.
And it's beautiful. I mean, the walls are white. Tell me about the cases, because I was struck. Are you guys offering those cases to retailers who?
Absolutely.
And describe the cases.
The cases are standalone women's cases, all powder coated or painted white. We are really proud to say that not one pair of sunglasses sits on the glass. We have elevated presentation with sunglasses sitting on marble, on sunglass trees. We really want the sunglasses to show as little pieces of artwork. And so that's why you'll see right here behind you, we have a case with, it's all white, everything's white inside. It really helps elevate and pop the product. In the past, it was within a men's case, and it was really dark, and it was a beautiful walnut case, and the women's black sunglasses wouldn't necessarily show up as much in the case. And this is really calling attention to the women's line that we're so excited to be launching.
So do any retailers in this channel have these cases yet?
They do not.
Okay. So one of the things that frustrates me sometimes is that, like, I don't think... When I talk to some surf retailers, they have no idea how well you guys are doing in women's, mm-hmm. Outside of the channel. Like, how are you getting that message across to them? I mean, is this the first way, maybe?
Yeah, this is the first way, is to come and experience Letrik in a different light. This product doesn't ship until spring. Our business is not a pre-book business, so by being here, we're giving them first access and introducing them to the idea of it. So, come 6 months from now, when reps are at, booking in their orders, they're already familiar with the concept and have already seen it or heard the buzz about it. This is just the kickoff to our own marketing to our retailers and our reps.
Nice. And can you just tell people, because I've heard of it from talking with Eric and everything, about just how well the women's line is doing, like, in the fashion market and that mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Yes. We're really excited to have launched our women's brand slowly and where we want to. We absolutely love our core retailers, but we also have a small direct-to-consumer business. And with that, we've been able to use our social media to market our direct-to-consumer, and we've been doing editorials and magazines. We've been reaching out to other brands and doing collaborations. Yesterday, we just launched our first women's performance piece. It's called the Danger Cat Pro, with another apparel brand, a Venice-based brand called Electric and Rose. And we're doing collaborations and events and fun things like that to kind of help us spread the word about what it is that we're doing.
Okay, so I have to ask you about Gwyneth, because I've heard about this.
Yes.
She is a fan. How did that happen?
I ended up meeting her at one of her wellness conferences, and I've always been a fan. And I just wanted to go up to her and graciously thank her for her being a pioneer in her space. I really respect her point of view. And she saw my sunglasses and she said, "Who makes those? I absolutely love your sunglasses." And I was wearing the black Crasher, and I took them off my face and I handed them to her. And she put them on and she looked like a gorgeous movie star that she is. And she wanted to give them back to me. And I said, no, please keep those. It's like, if I could do anything for Gwyneth, the first thing I'd want to do is give her something, because she's just given back so much. And she wore them all around France on her vacation. She took a selfie in them and posted them. She's been really great supporter of our brand. She really believes in what we're doing. And is we brought them onto Goop that month, and we've been growing within Goop ever since.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so do you think core retailers are open to this message of having a separate women's case?
I definitely think. I mean, it's just going to grow their business. And our existing retailers are so important to us. We want to grow with them.
Yes.
And this is a great opportunity to do it.
We felt like we're having such great success, and we wanted to share it with our retailers. And women shop. I feel like men shop out of necessity, like maybe they scratched their sunglass or they lost a pair. I think women shop because they have the black crasher and now they want the matte spotted tort.
Right.
Just because they want to. So we're really committed to this. We're excited about this. We want to share our excitement, and, you know, because of our commitment, we're going to be introducing new colors, new styles more often. So we want to move things through the case and keep them fresh and seasonal.
Yeah.
So there's always something for the woman to have.
It's not just an opportunity for our brand. It's an opportunity for our retailers. And
that's
so
right.
It makes it so harmonious and exciting from both sides.
That's right.
That's great. And I think it's sort of sweet because the guys are here supporting you guys, you gals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they've got their uniforms on too. And don't they look cute?
They do look cute. All in white like you guys. I just love it.
If you think about the history of Electric 20 years ago when they started doing trade shows, the guys actually used to wear uniforms. Really fun, but they were like Dickie cutoff, you know, shorts and Electric t-shirts. And when Meg and I were going to go to Cabana to do our first women's trade show at Miami Swim Week, we thought, how brilliant, let's wear a uniform. And Eric's like, you actually tapped into the culture of Electric. And so we're doing it with our sort of perspective.
And surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, at Cabana it became, you know, we had talked about wearing our uniforms for one day, but it became this hit where people were not only asking us where we bought our outfits, but
yes,
they were taking photos of us, and we were getting stopped, you know, every 10 feet. So we knew we were onto something. So we wore it for the rest of the show. And
3 days in a row in a white jumper, and it was worth every minute.
So you guys have, it's like a white jumper and a white button-down shirt and Vans checkerboards, classic checkerboards.
Classic, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, and then on women's right now, what are your top sellers?
The Crasher.
It is.
Can't keep it in stock. Anderson Spotted Tort. And those are both fashion pieces. They're handmade Italian acetate, Mazzucchelli acetate. And then also the Nashville. The Nashville is actually a unisex frame, but it's polarized, it's lightweight, it's really classic, easy to wear.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.